you know, this is one of the most difficult sugyas, both in terms of the Gemara and in terms of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's give a brief overview before we get back into the nitty-gritty. We spoke about the question of whether Vestas of the Arais or Vestas of the Rabbonah. That's found in the Gemara of Tezayin and Aleph. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Rabbosah, let's look inside. Boy, Minei, we have Nachman on the sixth line. Vestas of the Arais or the Rabbonah. Says the Gemara, Isha Shiesh Leves, the Vigiesh has Vesta of Lobotka, all of a soul for us, Choshesh Levesta, the Choshesh Liriosa. Alma Vestas Doraisa, says Rashi. Vestas Doraisa de Rabbonin, Ha de Kaimel and the Bina Bidika. Ooh, Rashi tells him Bidika. Normally we assume that Vestas is more so what we call Prisha. What's Prisha? Let's keep one hand here on Daf Tazayin and Aleph. Another hand. In the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Vizatim it's bnei Yisrael mitumasa v'kanam Rabbi Yirmiyah as hola bnei Yisrael sheyifreshim neshosei and samach levesta v'kam Amar Rav Ona." That's what's called Prisha. Yifreshu Prisha. So we associate vestas with Prisha. We saw Machloikas is this Doraisa the Rabbanu. We paskin almost everyone in the world paskins that vestas the Rabbanu. We'll see in a second, but it still might be that Prisha is Doraisa for various reasons. Take the note of Yehuda, for example. Shem Meis Lo Chashina and Shem Yamas Chashina. So whether the blood came already is the Rabbanan, whether the bull come is the Doraisa. That's one interpretation. A second interpretation is that Vestas is the Rabbanan because you didn't have any Hargosha, but over here you're afraid the Hargosha will come. And the third interpretation is you're afraid that the Tashmish itself will bring on the period. There are three different reasons why it could be that Vestas is the Rabbanan and preaches the Doraisa. We pass on the Halacha and the preacher is the Rabbanan. How do you know? The poskim say because in the case of Suffolk, the mechaba pasuk is the kula. Fine. So we pasuk against those rishonim who say that preacher is daraisa. So going back to the sugya here and the tazayim and aleph, so Rashi throws in bedika. Ha de kaimel and the bina bedika b'shas vesta daraisa. Hear what's going on? Achiv of bedikim and daraisa. Dimlo botka tmeya. I feel the botka chazman umetosa tahora the orach bismano ba v'dom chazoi. Where is it? With enough of the karka, got lost. Oh no! Oh, the rabbanon who deatz shechua, from lo batka, tahora. Two extremes, right? Vestas is doraisa. It means you have to do a bedika then, during the shas vesta. If he didn't do it then, he did it later. It's too late. The fact that it's clean is irrelevant. You're afraid it fell down to the ground in the interim. Okay, that's the vestas is doraisa. If vestas is the rabbanon, what happens then? Im lo batka Torah. What do you mean lo batka Torah? Lo batka at all, or lo batka bisman vesta? How do you understand Rashi? Let's get a simple question. What does lo batka mean? Lo batka at all, or lo batka bishas vesta? Anybody? Okay, you don't know. It's good. Rashi doesn't say. We'll see. Right there. That's the shaila. For the soul for us, the bedika rishona shabatka atzmal nachazman umetzasa tumeya. Oh, it was tummy. Not that she's tall. Tommy. Choshesh is the vesta, the choshesh is the riyosa. So, Rashi, im zvan vesta, kolna mi es li es shal riyosa, mitamina unta haris, the vesta of mi vesta of eilich, tilma bizman oba. The mi es li es shal riyosa, kolna mi vesta, lo shosa mi shas vesta, ad riyosa mi es li es, adina basa riya, utmea mi es li es. This goes back to that base. The kasaka daitach, to a dinami in Botka Matsasa Tahora, the Choshesh is Levesta. The Ha the Nakat Rasa, Shun the Boy of the Maymar, the Choshesh is Liriosa. Tama the Rasa says Rashi, the Kayman the Bibdika Rishona Matsasa Tamea in Botka Nami Bishas Vesta, Havi Mashkach. Okay. So that's what the Gemara suggests. It's Chazar again. So the Gemara says, so some say Vesta is the Rasa. Ikadami, no. Tama the Rasa, Hello Rasa and Choshin, I'm a Vestra Bonus. It's obviously inconclusive. So Itmar, Isha Shiesh the Vestra, Vigiesh as Vestra, Velo Botka, Beso Botka, Marav, Botka Matsasa, Tumeya, Tumeya, Tahora, Tahora, because Vestra is the Rabbana. Ushmul Amar, Afilu Botka Matsas Tahora, Nami Tumeya, Mashi Orach, Bismano Bo, and the Vestra is Kamifli, Tamasa, the Vestra is the Raisa, the Rabbana. Wow. Okay, Pashim Shani Gemara, Orach Bizmano Bo. It's interesting. If you look on the side, it says this is found and of Samach Dalim and Beis as well, which is very strange. This expression is used by Shmuel, who holds that Vesis is Daraisa. Yet, we find in Samach Dalim and Beis a Braisa, right? Tanik Havasir of Papa, and the Gemara said Nish Oroch Bisman Abba seems to be in a Braisa. And it seems to be universally accepted. We pass the Vesis is Darabana. So what's going on over here? Is Oroch Bisman Abba used for the only Mandama Daraisa? Or is it used even as Darabana? Seems to me that the original expression of Oroch Bisman Abba, which is a Braisa Mefureshes, everyone agrees to. They didn't quote this Braisa as a riot to Vesis Daraisa. So the concept that it comes, like everyone agrees that it comes often. And therefore, if she goes back to 20, Oroch Bisman Abba. But over here, we're discussing a different context. The context is she checked herself and she was clean. She's still Tame, then only Shmuel uses the same expression of the Braisa to say, Oroch Bisman Abba, because your Vesis is Daraisa. Fine. Or Rabbi Zeira, no. Kuli Alma Vesis is Daraisa. Everyone agrees. Kan Shabbat Ka'atzma Kashir Vest. Kan Shabbat Ka'atzma Kashir Vest. What does that mean? Rashi. Kuli Alma Afilu Rab Moda the Vesis is Daraisa. For they come at the Mitzosa Tahora. Torah, Shabbatka, Bashir, Vesta, Shalvesta. Ooh, what does this term mean? Gentlemen, it's very confusing. A vest can mean either a full day, it's not as that, right? Or in those days, it could be just a specific hour, a minute, whatever it happens to be. After that time is up, whatever the time is, there's another what's called a Shir Vestas. What's a Shir Vestas? You look at the end of the first parak, it means a very, very short period of time, which is you take a aid from under the pillow and do a bedikah and show, look at it, a few seconds it seems like. So within that range of time, then she can still do a bedikah, even though it's after the official Shas HaBes. That's what the Gemara means over here on the Tezayin HaMalaf. Let's go further. The Vadai, Yihave Dam, says Rashi, Yihave Mashkecha, Ushmul Sover, Afilo Achi Tmeya, Dorach Bezman Obo, Hov Labokka B'Shas Ves is Mamish. If she did it right afterwards, it's too late. Fell to the floor. Wow. The original pshat. Okay, fine. Oh, we didn't see other Rashi. Kanjul abod gatzma. Hod the kama leil vessis daraisa utmeya. I feel the rab bishul abod gatzma bishir vessis. Vachakach bodka matosa tahora. She's still tmeya. This is an amazing concept. If your vessis daraisa, we don't pass the vessis daraisa. We pass the vessis darabona. Fine. Let's take a look in Tosfos. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Vesis Rab Gufak Pligin Dira Da Aloch Vesis Rabbanon. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Du Basro Islebel Isi The Rav Vesis Rabbanon. We pass the Rabbi Suri. We pass the Rabbi Yeshua. Let's see what's Rabbi Yeshua. A little bit further, gentlemen. A little bit further. In the Gemara. Kitanoi. Rabbi Lezer Matmei Anida. Rabbi Yeshua Mati Bodek. Rashi to Meanido, Imigia Vesta Lobotka, Vikosov Vesta Raisa Tibodek, Liachar Vesta, Mitsosa Tomea Tomea Mishas Vesta, Tahora, Tahora. Oh, so a subsequent Bidika will in fact work. Will in fact work. Because the old Vesta is the Rabbanon. Okay? Wow, wonderful. A little further. Again, Rameya says Tomea Chamam Tibodek. We also the Tanan Rav Meir Omer im Hoisa b'machbo v'igia shas vesta v'lo bot got or shecharoda misaleg eses adon. She's in a bunker hiding out from the goyim, so the fear, the fright, will eliminate the normal period. Tamadik acharoda holek acharoda temeo alma vesta is daraisa. Okay, very good. So it's the vesta holds the vesta is daraisa, right? Means also makom. There's a makom. I feel be talking many dosa kolama bimyomashi limud liros time shas onaso shas vesta Torah Natalina bimaka shabosamok. Yesh vas khoshesh to vesta. Klomar, she ain lo vestas kavua, modina loch, she afal pi she ovra onasa tola bimaka. Avalim yesh lo vestas kavua. Rosa beyond vesta filu machmas maka chashina, she metipas nida murevesbo. Well, rejects it for everyone's best. The Rabbana Mokar Makom Otome says Rashi v'chol dam habodera k'shem afil ein dam nida havi ava tuma l'tami adam tumas erev v'noga b'taras tumeim not lebaila. That's the question. I'm not going to that track right now. Back to the Tosis. Tosis of Rav Nach. It says as follows. It says in Aflam Ates hoisa b'machwe giyashas vesta v'lo boka tumeim mekom gavdira d'aloch g'avi vesta to Rabbana. Get the Parishas. Fine. We pass it. Hilkach, last four lines. Isha Shiesha Vesta Lo Botka, Bishas Vesta, Vachakach Botka Matosa Tahora, Tahora Lo Baila. Umiyunira Lachatchila Tzricha Livdo, Bishas Havestas. If you check later on, it's good enough. But Lachatchila, don't wait till later on. Rather, you should check Bishas Havestas. Fine. So halacha lemaisa, what comes out? Are we required to check? Yes. And if you didn't check Bishas Vesta, what happens? The Tosafot seems to be saying you have to check afterwards. Achar Bokka Matzos Torah Lebala, right? Poshup Shat. You have to check, right? You have to check. It's a Poshup Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say it that way, right? Masov Bodka. Only so vodka is Torah, otherwise not, even according to Rav. That's the Pashup Shah. The Ves is passed and there's no Badik at all. She's a Sura Levaila. It's a simple read of the Gemara. Right? Any questions? Simple read. Now let's go to the Rav. See what the Rav says. Come. Everyone turn to the Rav, please. Page of my own. Losing my bearings over here. Oh.
What's the hold that?
Sorry?
What's the hold that?
The hold that. I'm looking for the found the Mamakom. What, anyone have a copy of the Mamakoms? I'm looking for the Ranas on the Mahalakoms. You need a Badika or not a Badika afterwards?
It used to be
Hay. Page Hay in the old one?
Hay
Manaf. Hay on the old ones.
I think so.
Okay, thank you very much. Hay Manaf on the old ones should be here. Let's see. Yeah. Here we are. Let's keep, before we see the Ran, which is page Yud in the new print, thank you. But hey, in the old print, let's see another Gemara. Okay, because the two Gemaras are intertwined. Tezayim we just read, we read through the whole Sugya, we even read the Tosfos, one Tosfos anyway. There's another Gemara, that's Tezvav. Let's just, again, briefly, the Mishnah. Kol Noshin Becheskas Tar LeBaleihen. Habom and Aderech, the Shem and Becheskas Tara. Lomole, the Mishnah, Habom and Aderech, Sarah Hamino, Hani Mili, Hecha, that he saved the Vemasa, the Ramya Nafsho, Botka. Husband's in town. She has a check, make sure she's clean. Habel Hecha, the lesser, the Mosa, the Ramya Nafsho, lo. Tomash Maloney, even though he came unexpectedly from his overseas trip, doesn't matter. Omer Shlokash, Bishim Raguda, Messiah, Husha, Bo, Mosa, Betoch, you may own Osa. What is he talking about? What's that? Zok Rashi. Lamed Yom L'Riyah. Rashi's Mechadish over here, a Chiddush, with something that's called Ona Beninus. There are words you won't find those Gemara. It's in the Gemara. Ona benes is an expression. Huh?
When you test on base.
Yeah, but
different
a different context.
I mean, it's
counting 90 days of Shalosh Onos.
I mean, there.
Shalosh Onos.
It is in terms of three periods from the last time she saw her.
Right, same. Right, but correct. It is found in terms of being a halachic requirement of either Prisha or Bedika, not found in Shas. Rashi says it over here. That's what means talking about Onos. The Rishon disagree. Oh, Nasa doesn't mean a specific number like Rashi said. It means her private haflaga. Many Rishon deny the existence of Ona Benes completely. Doesn't exist. But Rashi holds it does exist. Okay, fine. Avalach alamet boy bedika, hold of a stam noshim chazan asafon. Rashi never said there's a chiyav prisha Ona Benes. Nope. Bedika. Bedika only. Rashi never said prisha. Keep that in mind too. Okay. Fine. Why? Because some of us is the Rabbanon. Rashi. Lo shano dechi matza betoch yimei onasa lo baya bedika ela shlo egiyaz ais vesta besoch as osan yamim shahaya bederek kon shay isha shesha vesta shlo egiyaz besoch osan yamim aval egiyaz man ais vesta kodem biyosem en aderek asura darak usman oba doraisa halacha lemoshe bisinai the machzakin lebatum asavik. This Rashi is a chiddush and two. The first word's a chiddush and the last word's a chiddush. What? Who did halacha lemoshe bisinai? She has a regular period. What did halacha lemoshe bisinai for? That's all. We save our halacha lemoshe bisinai for chiddush and nifloim and aroim. It's a simple science. She saw the last three times an interval of 30 days. She's going to see again. What did halacha lemoshe bisinai for? What's going on over here? That's question number one. Question number two. Tuma suffek? Why is it a suffek? It should be considered like a vadai. It's a chazaka. Answer to both questions is given by the Chazanish and others. It's true she saw three times in a row at that flog of 29, whatever it may be. But a woman's body is not a robot, and she's not a computer, and there can be many, many, many things that can move things around in within her system. She ate something, she exercised, she's tense. You saw Charon de Masalekis. There can be many, many, many factors that can contribute to a change in the woman's regularity. She's not a computer. And therefore, would not for halacha lemoshe bisinai, we would have said, look, she has cheskes tara. You can't base anything on the previous 3 months because you never things change all the time. So you would have said she's tara b'vados. Kam halacha lemoshe bisinai and tes, she's tuma safek. If not that, she wouldn't even be suffering because she has a cheskes tahara and her pattern is not determining for the future. That's how it's shot in this rash. Right. Vestas de Rabbanon. Hitzichua chachamim livdok b'yom vesta shema tire u'miyu hechad lo hava b'ir v'lo yadina ni botka ilo botka lo misabkina lebetuma. It's not even a suffering. If it's a rice, it's a suffering. It's not even a suffering. Why is it not a suffering? Why not? Well, number one, maybe she checked. If she checked, she's obviously clean. She didn't say anything. Number two, even if she didn't check, maybe she's still clean. It could be a kind of a sex taker. That's how Rashi seems to understand this Gemara. Fine. What does Tosa say? What does Tosa say? Hokitna. Lo shonu eshlo higir shas vesta. Lo hoya lo laavsa mimasha amatchila. Lo shonu. Elo she'en lo veses. The emesu the he becheskes tahara. It says in the perikam of your base kol abala laboy bedika. I feel lo ein leveses v'yochel lehosif v'yesh leveses nami shogia shas vesta. And the yashiv aloshim shamat chila bedotos emes. Okay, we didn't have to say that. I feel lo higias my vesta b'teres. Tema heich muteres. Who aminim b'shuos perik base l'kaman perik aisha asar levnei yisrael shivrishim nesein shemak levesta ribayne shalaylam. Her vest is passed at that during that 12-hour zone. It was an Easter, maybe even the Raisa, at least the Rabbanim to abstain, and abstain to why? How'd that go away? Yeshlama. Kishashah sa'acha vesta shiva yomim, shichol litbol airi. Whee! The suffek tvila motzir mide suffek rasa. Kyuder av yochan de besamach. We'll see in a second. Adama vesta daraisa. I feel the shah sa'kashir is man tvila asura. The vadai rasa kashvinala. I hear what's going on? Vesta daraisa considered vadai. That's not what Rashi said. Ubitokach, Yeshadak, the Svili, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Mesamach, versus the Rabbonim. Let's see in a minute. Toast referring to a Gemara Amid Beis. Ravashi Master Yochi, Amr Avchis, Behuna, it's Amid Beis. Look, skipping a little bit, I don't want to get involved in the Kvitzis. No. Isha Shiesha Veses, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking now, 10th line. Bala Mechashiv Yimei Vesta Bolea. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Rashi says, "Mechashiv yimei vesta in a shah b'derech shiva yomim. Achar vesta the achshav to omedas b'yomim shichol di tor. For the gear vesta amrin tovla v'in tov the show Allah." For argument's sake, the woman sees on the first of the month. Take the zman hazeh. She sees for 5 days, and then she goes to the mikveh 12 days later. Comes back from a business trip on the 15th of the month. Is it right to assume his wife is Tahara? Because in case she saw, so she probably went to the mikveh. It was enough time for her to go to the mikveh. Okay. He doesn't have to ask her anything. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Fine. I yalda the bezel the mitbo. She's afraid she's a freezer. Boshi litbo achi if I sena. Come on. Oh, to vadei rasa. Oh, to vadei rasa. No. Suffolk Rasa, Suffolk Rasa, Tibslama Rasa, Ema Tavla, Avada Yemas, Rasa, Yemas the Tavla, Suffolk Vada, and some of us with Devada. Let me go into all sugars, which we're not going to get involved in a Shas Sugya. The Kitzer is the Gemara. This is the Gemara that Tosfos refers to on Tesvav of an Aleph, gentlemen. Then we say over here, Giyav Shazvesta Muteris, doesn't mean right away we sum Cheskas Tahara. No, it's a Suffolk. And if enough days pass, to go to the mikveh, so it's kind of a sex figure. Maybe she didn't see, and if she saw, maybe she went to the mikveh, that's good enough. And Rabbi Osam just went to the Gemara. Now we go on to the Ran. Thank you for finding the Ran on page Yud. Page Yud. Come on, let's help me out. We're going to read these Rans together. This is some very fundamental machloksen over here. Gentlemen, the Ran on page Yud. You all have the my edition of the Rif? It's the old edition. It's very bottom of Dalet and Beis. Rashi has a chiddush nifla v'noira, which the Ran doesn't like. By quoting Rashi, "Ulefi perusho afilu beisha sheyesh leveses tzorech lochush leonosa." Wow! Even if she has a veses kavua, she still has to worry about onabenedis. That's what emerges from Rashi. V'loni ira shekomi sheyesh leveses domem masulokin adzman vesta. It's a chiddush nifla in the Ran. The way he phrased it, the din is right, but the way he phrased it is amazing. It's called the Mesulek is Damim till the Vest. We only found the word. Where do we find the expression in Shas, Mesulek is Damim? Where do you find it?
Harada
is one. Buberes. Yes. We never heard of Mesulek is Damim just until a week. But the Ran quotes that expression. We'll come back to this later. So it's wrong. Anyway, Rashi's wrong. Fichanir the Mandav who Shabbat, Matzah, Tokim, Eonosa, Koi, Beisha, She'ein, La Vestes. Her private haflaga. The mastis and stomach not calling him. Umasha ben yeshlem vestas ben ein vestas. Ravuna amar lo shano ela shelo higia es vesta. Koi aisha she yeshlem vestas. Shechosh shlo le vesta. Velo le o na sa means 30 days. Klal. The rabbi barachana poli biyoma afilu yeshlem vestas. Ein achosh yeshlem vestas. The vestas the rabbi. Nichos the rabbi banzal. Rabbi barachana. The Choshesh's page hey starting. The owner Shachar Veses. What does that mean? Oh, the Ramban says she's a Veses Kavua for 27 days. For the last 5 months, 27. Right. Month number six, nothing happens in 27. Once you worry about 30, I would have said no. You just said before she has Veses Kavua. Ramban says she does have to worry about 30. Why? Sheyev Shalom, I Shalom Tira Liolam. She'll never see. So since we don't know, can't say she'll never see, and she's past 27 this month and saw nothing, you have to worry about 30. Umiu. Kia al nasa v'lo igia vesta. 30 days came, and she hasn't gotten to her vesta's kavu, which is 33. Eina asura. Tafil man damba vesta's. What's here? Doraisa should be on the side. Musulek is tamimi ara vesta's. Fiafa pi shigia al nasa bein tayin. 30. She eina ona kovas las man ria la vesta's. Private vesta's. Teda. Shriyam needed a base. Daya shite of investors. Lama can be onos. You don't say that on the 30th. They only have if she has a pad on a private pad of three times. Umashma the hilchus of Rabbanah, the maskina and hosam the perik b'kolayat vessus the rabban. The imtomar b'tanya hosam afil the mandam vessus the rabbanon. Tzricha b'dika. The tanya a mayor omer to mayor neither racham omer tibodek. Klama isha shegiya shas vessus lo botka. The came in the boy bedika mashed the tumeya machzakina achet tivdok. The came in shekain hechi am a rabbi machana da filu higia is vesta muteres. For amina and hosan beyoy bedika who should do bedika? Yeshlama. The bomb and aderech ekilu. The came in the ika tviya is tove halatashmish. Enecha bedika gedola mizu. Umiahanya the chashosha the vestas to kedemahanya the bedika the taharis. Kede isapek sopek kavet the dafi base. Because after the Tavayah Hain B'Rabbanan, that both the Vestas is the Rabbanan and the Chashash Taurus is the Rabbanan. So with Tavia, he asks her, are you okay? And she says, yes. That's for the equivalent of a Bedika. Finish Nifla Venor, Niran. Fine. You go right to Niran. Quotes Gemara Rashi. Shem the Svek Svekahi. We didn't say that expression earlier. I told you about Peh Svek Svekah. Here you find it in print. Svek Svekah. Safek rasa, safek la rasa. Timsalama rasa, hematavla. Nah. Here's Rabbi Yochanan and Argan Rabbi Bachan. Here's a big fight in Rishon. For all the Rabbi Yochanan and Efshalot Pligad Rabbi Bachan. Rabbi Yochanan and Mari Beshoha Be'ir, the Lekka Tviya. You know what's going on? If the couple's together in the city, he doesn't have a formal Tviya for Tashmish. It just happens spontaneously. Umishim Hachi, boy, Mechshav. Wow, inami. Tod Rabbi Yochanan bebam and aderech nami he. Vachigama. Shalif amim tola lahakel sherasa b'shas vesta v'lo ba'ona shachar vesta. Kegon shezman vesta rachuk the efsha shetavla liyachah mikan uzman onasa karav at she efsha shetavla beintayim. Amar shabala mechashiv yemei vesta kolam shetola lahakel sherasa b'vesta not 30. 27, now it's 34. V'tavlo liyacha mikan. Medina de Gemara, only 7 days, not 12. Kloma, yeah. V'lo rasa be'onasa. Because if she saw it 30, it's only 34 now. It wouldn't have 7 days. The mai de toli ababahu chana be'onasha lacha veses, hainu the kula. V'kol hecha diika kula litlos beveses tolin. Can attribute it to the vessels itself at 27 and not 30. Abel arrived at Zal Kosav. Look at column 2 on page Yud. Please look inside. Told the Abba Rabba Pliga to Rabbi Yochanan. To Rabbi Yochanan, Afal gav the vessels to Rabbanon. Boy, Chishuv Yomim Litvila. I feel the bomb and Adarach. Shana vessels Yotzi Micheskas Tumo. Asha Tivdok. Kamil and the Kamon. Tivdok. Uposik Alocha to Rabbi Yochanan. Venimsa shechoshes the vessels be sheeshla vessels the choshes la la ona be ain la vessels avolacha sheshneim kiachas ain lanu. But you have to check. Rav Alvis al kosa zusha shanim lebesol pirkin achamor ba pawal and neshem lem becheskas tahara v'lo chilek be negiyu yemei anosu v'shas vesta v'lo igiyu afa Rambam zal kosa perk dal v'yuchas srubiya shisha yesha vessels shaholach ba'ala lebedinas hayam. That's it. You have to check. Unbelievable. Her vessels passed, and they can have tashmish afterwards with no bedika whatsoever. None. You think it's unbelievable? The Shulchan Aruch passes this way. At least one day, we'll see soon. Nirash Hames Al Mefarshim, the Tochim El Nosa, the Carmin and Hainud Onas of Vesses, Ula Fuke Yom Haona Atzmo, Shalo Toma, the Boman Adera Hekilu, Shalo Lochosh Aflonas of Vesses, Atzmo, no, Kamash Malan, the Bina and Shiachshav Shalo Teomenes Achshav, Besoch Onas of Vesses, right now, who Swurim Hames Al, Rabbi Yochanan Dome Machashiv Kosova, Vesses Doraisa, Ulpoligad Rabbi Barchana, and the Kamik Rabbah does to get the Sagas this Vester Abonim. Would it mean to come on Tivdok? Catch this now? Vishoha Be'ir Askinon. So therefore, there's no. Just slide into it. Ababam and Aderech Lo. The Kaiva and the Tova. If he's coming from out of town, he can't just have beer with it like this. He has to first be Mephiasa. Eidacha Bedika Gedolim Mizu. Moshe Kraftil Lamala. Period. Utmihani. Tainach Eira. Av Yeshena Ma'ikal Lenema. W Yeshena Neka Tavia. Lamatzis Armit, I feel to be ashamed of Ika Tvia, the Yochiach Brysa, the Hamor, and the Mats Lukmi, Hosn, the Sol Perkam, the Nida, I feel the Beinu Vesis. Yeah. Avadi Leka, Mishamachi, Ukmer Dafka, Shesha Ves, which was half the Mamala, Kema, Shaken, Kasha Yeshena. Akasha against Riff and Rama, the Vira Nira Lu. Inuz Al Sarvi, the Chachaman Rabbi Yeshua, Dami Tivdok, La Fluya Tanakama, did who the Osu? The Amar, Kol Shalom Boka, Mishas Vesta, Tamea Nida. Should the vest is doraisa? Fi amrilei lo elativdo koloma she'ein lecha chomer acher bevestos ela shetzricha bedika b'shas aveses v'chomer shul devreya avokol she'over aveses lama teitzricha livdog harei kolisha she'yesh aveses shelo b'shas vestem mesulekas danami demishemach yamu daya shaita v'lama nocha she'yir damem yisuyim ba shelo b'shas vestes. And if you didn't do it then, you're off the hook. No need for a subsequent check. Shetzricha livdog achar aveses, which is the pasuk pshat. Botka matzah torah torah. Ela mishum, tishmu el bor lemeimar afilu botka umatzah torah tamei. Nokad rav matzah torah torah. V'lo shetet shetzricha livdog achar aveses. Uvezalu debi rav alfas ramaz ayofe. Ela shezu kuli yisera. Shlo lochish lo leves lo laona klal afilu liyamim harbe afilu biyishena. Too much of a kula. Adkan. We saw Rabbi Say, we spent a lot of time reading the Gemaras with the Rans, the little Toysis, everyone holding with me. It's time to open the Shulchan Aruch. See what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's read carefully the Shulchan Aruch. I called to you so many times, Kufa Dala Test, that's the Sif. Let's see it again inside. Which is, now we saw the Ran. Kufa Dala Test. Shar Noshim Mitrichos Bedika Kishegia Veses. Okay, what does Shar Noshim mean? Not Machber, not Muberes, Menika. Obra Veses, Lo Botka, Lo Higisha, Tahor, Lo Bedika. The Riff and the Rambam. Not surprising. Those were on Thursday. We saw that in the methodology of Pshak, that the Beis Yosef passes like the majority of the Riff Rambam and the Rosh. The Riff Rambam make it, so he passes against the Rosh. V'yeshomrim, no. Shasura ad shetivdok. Im yesh la veses kavua. Not only that. Oshu yom shloshim afapi shena kavua. Because we call a veses, on a bed is the status of veses kavua. Says the Rabbah Bachi, no. V'chem l'kamon simkuf pei tes. Says the Shach, siv dalid v'ayin shom. Well, Mitzvah l'shmada b'chachamim. Keep one hand over here. Turn the kuf pei tes siv dal. I thought it's kuf pei dal tes and kuf pei tes dal. So we need to remember. Seems to be a steer in the mechaber. Here the mechaber paskins first day like the riff from the Rambam Lekula and on v'yeshamrim like the other shitas. And over here in kuf pei tes siv dal it's fakert. He says beferish. He says, Ches Chavua, Asura L'Shamesh, Ache Tivdok V'Timtza Tahora. The Farish. Not Gentry from the Rambam. That's Kavua. Lo Kavasa, Shalosh V'Pomim, Himigiyaz Manvesh, Lo Batka V'Lo Rasa, Kevin Sha'ovra Onoso Muteres. On the Benis, is the Farish, Dina Kavasa is Kavua. Black on white in the Machab. Rashba. Because from the Rashba, it's sheet. Correct. Gentlemen. Asira. So someone suggests that according to the Mechaba, since he says Beferish Lechumra elsewhere, we don't follow the rules of Stav Yeshomer, we have to pass on Lechumra. Okay. Now it comes to the most important question of all. What will happen in the case of the Vesta She'ena Kavua? You understand why it's so important. Because aside from own abandonness, we, most people don't have a Vesta Kavua. Must they check themselves, yes or no? The simple read of the first line of the Mechaba, Shar Noshin Trichos Bedika Shegiya Veses. Sounds like the answer is yes. The Beis Yosef is Mefurish that the answer is no. Black and white. Beis Yosef says a Vesta Shena Kavua, there's no need to do a Bedika at all. None. Don't have to. So what does it mean over here? Shar Noshin Trichos Bedika Shegiya Veses. Goes back to my refrain, you've heard it from me many times. The word Veses. Stam is Vesis Kavua. The word means. The word means. The idea of Vesis Shena Kavua, it's an oxymoron, it's a tie to the Sasri. If it's Shena Kavua, it can't be called a really officially a Ves. It's just a borrowed term. And if I want to suggest that it says over here, Shanoshim Tzrichos Bedika, it's referring only to a Vesis Kavua and not to a Vesis Shena Kavua. Oh, what will happen if the Vesis passes? And then she didn't do a bedika. According to the first day, it is mutter. According to the second day, it is aser. I want to take one step further. Even if you're going to assume, yes?
How's that recently? Kuf pay test dollars.
Kuf pay test dollars. Well,
that sounds pretty clear.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Let's go slow. Let's read kuf pay test dollars. Let's read the second half of it. We didn't read the second half, right? Second half of kuf pay test dollars.
Yeah.
Three together. Fine. Shekavua Nasura Shalosh Tivuk. Tim Star. Vishalo Kavasa Shalosh Pamim. Catch us now. Himigiyaz Manavesis Velo Botka Velo Rosso. Kevin Shavu on Osa Muteres. Okay, what do you see here?
Because he says, if you didn't check, so then
okay.
Send Avram Osa Muteres. There's an assumption you're
going
to do a
bedikah,
but if you didn't, it's okay.
Lav dafka. We already saw a few times that we saw in Iran a minute ago that you can't make these inferences. It doesn't say I have to do a bedikah. Not at all. Not at all. It doesn't say it. It just says, in begiyas manavesis flobotka vlorosa, came in shavana.
Shouldn't the
Mechaber
have said the much more clear way then that if Veskavua answer you've lived up, finished. Don't write what happens if you didn't do it. Just write, you don't have to.
The answer is, it's Hobo Hotalio.
So why do you say the bigger finish then?
That's exactly what the answer is. It's two things which go together with each other. I'm about to say that to answer the other question. We can make the following suggestion. If there's a Chiyuv Bedika, then there's an Easter afterwards. That's what he's saying over here. There's a Chiyuv Bedika by a Veses. Kavua, and as a result, if you didn't do the bedikah, she does sur afterwards. Vesta shena kavua. There's no way sur afterwards. You know why there's no way sur afterwards? Because no chiyuv bedikah in the first place.
But you could say that, but wouldn't you expect him to say it were true?
He said it to me. Sorry, I'll show you in a minute. I'll show you. Okay.
That's all he says too.
Yeah. Okay.
The Rashi doesn't say it. He's just extrapolating from the Rashi.
I'm only calling Beis Yosef. So we have to assume. This is Rav Yosef Kar wrote the Shulchan Aruch and wrote the Beis Yosef, but the two have to be made consistent with one another. That's what it seems to me. Now, but go back to Kufpei Dalet Sif Tes, where it says, Shar Noshim Tzrichas B'dikah B'shas Shagia Veses, so the Mepharshim say, you see, every woman has to. Maybe it only means Veses Kavua, but maybe it's something else. Maybe not. Maybe it even means Veses Kavua. Maybe it means Vesta Shena Kavua. Maybe. But only according, Kashis now, it's an interesting twist. Only according to the first day, It's a bit of a paradox. The first day is more makil. What's the first day? It's like the riff in the Rambam. What's the first day? It says, let's read it again. Read it as one unit. Shah noshim tzrichos bedikah shagia veses. Ora veses v'lo batka v'lo regisha. Tahora v'lo bedikah. Wow. They admit of a concept of a bedikah lechatchila. If they admit to the concept of bedikah lechatchila, so maybe it applies both by veses kavua and veses shena kavua. Bedikah lechatchila. But the second day, which is based upon the rush, the tour, says no. There's no such animal. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a bedikah lechatchila. The whole concept of a bedikah is only to be matter of the bala subsequently. And therefore, the second day, which holds le chumra, that if you didn't do a bedikah in the case of a vesis kavua, she's a surah subsequently, that's because it's a chiyah bedikah in the vesis kavua. But the implication is, by ena kavua, since there's no iser after the fact, by definition, there's no chiyah of bedikah. If you look on the tour and the rush, you get an impression that the whole chiyah bedikah is for one purpose. Not an independent chiyah. The whole din of bedikah is only to be matter betashmish subsequently. And therefore, since when it comes to ena kavua, there is no iser betashmish at all, we just said that. By definition, there's no chiyah bedikah. There never was a chiyah. There never is a quote chiyah bedikah as an independent obligation. The whole din of bedikah is only to be matter to a husband. And she's matter to a husband without the bedikah and any kavua as it's klar in Shulchan Aruch. The male has no obligation to a bedikah at all. It never was. Even my best is kavua. There's no chiyah bedikah. You do a bedikah, otherwise you can't live with your husband. You don't believe me. You look at me with a funny look. Huh? What do you say? If Vestas is the Raisa, correct. And if Vestas is the Rabbanon, then what? That's the question. Is it independent Chiyah of Bedikah or not? Now the Ramban, in one place goes against what I said. Ramban's against me. Because Ram, yes? Right, it could be if you hold vessels is the Rabbanon by a vessels kavua, there could be a chiyah bedikah as an independent obligation. The Ramban says the beferish. I'll explain to the Ramban where he say it. He's talking about the case of makkah. The question becomes by makkah, what's going on over here? How can she be muteris? But she'll be muteris forever. So the Ramban, in discussing this question, says, well, I'll show it to you inside. Let's see the Ramban inside. Watch this. Tama de Milsa. Alpha God, I mean, in Tivdok. No, and here she can't do it because it's a wound. It's going to always be red. Hacha kevin lo efshar lo lemivdek tahora. Vein donin efshar misha'i efshar. Opposite way of the way the Chazal usually phrase it. The vest is the Rabbanan over the efshar tikna. So according to the Ramban, he holds the same what the Talmidim are saying. It's fundamental to the chiyuv of bedika, and that's what makes you asur afterwards. And if there was no chiyuv of bedika for some special reason, either because she's a makah or because of machmo, then no problem. So according to Ramban, is what your talmidim is suggesting. It's the chiyuv of bedika, and the fact that is that she didn't do a bedika makes it a problem afterwards. Okay, so there's an independent chiyuv of bedika. That's how it starts. I'm going to suggest there's no such thing. There's no chiyuv bedika whatsoever. Never existed. Never. The whole din of bedika is only to be matter all the bailam. If you look in the Torah and the Rosh, you don't find the chiyuv bedika everywhere. You just don't find it. It's just not there. The Torah never says you have to do a bedika. The Torah just says if you don't do a bedika, asur all the bailam. So it's ironic. The Torah, who's more machmir against the riff in the Rambam, says if no bedika, asur all the bailam, would be more makel and say there's no chiyuv bedika. There is no such thing. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Now I'll tell you a wapakula. A wapakula. Alright, sit down for this one. A woman. I already gave you one wapakula. I didn't give it to you, but Yosef have said it, but Farish. There's no chiyuv bedika by Vesta Shena Kavur. I take of Yosef Karo's word, despite the fact that you're correct, there seem to be a couple of inferences to the contrary in Shulchan Aruch, but Maram Bet Yosef, he told us Beferish, black and white, and it's on the Maram Mekomis, and the Kufay Dalad, there's no Chir, Bedika, Ves, Shed, Kavua. I already told you, what more Wapakul can I give you? Veses, we don't have Ves, Kavua, Bisman, as that come out. Here's my Wapakul.
You wouldn't be Machmaron Ves, Benini?
Oh, Ona Beninis. So Ona Beninis, gentlemen, we can't go against the Mechaba, we're based on the Rajba. Ona Beninis, we have two halachas against Rov Rishonim. Perhaps some say the whole answer doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Those lahadan, loy from yom. What do more say over here on that? Tes vav. It means her per private period. No such thing on the Beninis. That's one group of Rishonim. The Rashi holds if it's on the Beninis, he only says with respect to Bedika. Never said with respect to Prisha. Never. Who is the one? Mi Yuzev Ezehu. One Rishon. One. Only one. Who has this chumra and the flaw of Prisha when it comes to Ona Beninis as well as Bedika. Both, it seems to say, that's the Rashba. The Rashba Torah Sabai says it's a chiyah of Bedika and a chiyah of Prisha. Ona Beninis like a Vesis Kavua. The Mechava passes that way. You like it, you don't like it. Gepaskent. Okay? Here's my Wapakula. The woman. You know, she's like most women today. She varies here and there, not kavua for anything. It comes now day 30. Let's assume for the moment day 30 is versus Avona Menis. The question 30, 31, we'll talk about it a few more times. So fine. At this point in time, the woman says, you know, I'm not going to get my period for another couple of days. She knows. Women, they know themselves. Must I do a bedika right now? Here's the rechiv bedika mamish on the vestes kavua known as on the bananas. Yes or no? My nafkamina. If she's required to do a bedika right then and there, she already knows what's going to happen. She'll see one speck of blood, and she'll declare herself a nida, and then she's going to have to be prohibited to her husband for a whole week. Because this is just the coming attractions. The real period is going to come in two more days. But what can you do? Chiyuv bedika is chiyuv bedika. No choice. But if I'm correct, there's no such thing as a chiyuv bedika. It doesn't exist. Elamai, the whole din of bedika is just through a betashmish. Until she does a bedika, she says to herself, look, I know, I'm toast. Based on my psak from a long time ago, there's not going to be any more tashmish this run around because I'm going to have my period in 2 days. Until those 2 days come, I'm going to be staining. I'm not going to be clear for 24 hours. I told you about that once. So she's missing ashes on tashmish till, who knows, 2 weeks from now, whenever it's going to be. But why should I be asur labala for shar kreiros and things of this nature? I already told you that in my view, the time when she's seeing these stains, which can, either it's red now or it's brownish, it's going to start getting red, as we quoted from the Shevet Alevi and Rav Avadja in Tara Sabayis. She's a Surah B'tashmish from then. I told you can count to the 5 days in that kind of a situation. So from that point on, she knows almost for sure from past performance, there's no chance of any tashmish for this month until the period comes, she goes to the mikvah. In my view, the kula is, she's not required to do a bedika at the own abandonness, and as a result of that, there's a little bit, she may have a little stain here, a little stain there, she'll see it on her pad, on the toilet tissue, in the toilet bowl, but it's going to take another couple of days until she has her actual flow, and she becomes a nida fully, for those 2 days, so shah kremus and mutaris. Even though I was the machmir, I gave it a status of shas vest, and I asked tashmish, even though it's not printed anywhere but farish and shas, in Shulchan Aruch, my chumra. So good, but the mechaber paskins in Siman Kuf Pei Dalid Siv Beis, even a vest we'll call a calendaric vest is kavua on the banner is. So the mechaber paskins that shah kreivus a mutter. You always find nachmir. We pass like the mechaber shah kreivus a mutter. So the advantage of this kula would be that she sees today is her own abandonness. Today is Sunday. She knows that she's starting to have a little tiny bit of red mashu. She does a bedika, it's going to come out red. But she's not going to see a period until Tuesday. So if you force her to do a bedika, it's an absolute independent chiyuv. She end up as a full nida starting from Sunday. She knows she's not going to start till Tuesday. It takes her 5 days to get clean from the time of the real start. She's not going to get clean until Motzi Shabbos. So if you follow the Chumrah Kipshuto, then she's going to be asura to even touch her husband for 2 full weeks. From Sunday till a week from Motzi Shabbos, right? So it's coming to 2 weeks, 14 days. If you accept my kula, so 12 days, it's going to exist, okay? Can't help that. But in the intervening 2 days, Shah Kravos would be mutter. How far does that Shah Kravos go? So the whole discussion in the poskim, Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Beis, how far we go with that? The Mechaber's lashon is for lo mishah krevos ele mitashmish hamita buvat. That's it, nothing else. Says it the Taz Sivkot and Gimel Beis Yosef because afilu chibuk v'nishuk muter v'lo chashina lebiya kevin shabiya isa derabonan. What do you mean derabonan? Shas Vesta. The local chumas adeshin shakosav leisur bechibik benishin. Koshav marachamizal hamachem v'datovel of bracha. Lini rosh also minadin. The das a rosh also minadin. Varaya. We see in Shinman Beis koshav a rosh. This is ksubas perak alav siman test. It's a funny thing. How do you explain this? You have the same. Who has the same shulchan aruch that I have? It's unbelievable. The rosh, the test, Taz says to look in place A. And the parenthesis says, look in place B. What's this? The parenthesis taking over the world? Do you have the same task that I have?
This is the difference in it. Should be, right?
Slowly, let's see where it's supposed to be. Here's over here. Awesome and Adil Ladas Arush Varaya Bisiman Shinman Base. Kotzav Arush and tell you, look, Subas Perik Al Siman Test. What's going on over here? He's telling you to look in a different place and the Taz told you to look. Hello Dabaru. In Avelis, there's the Hakel Bechibik Venishuk, Shumabel de Cheshik, who are the Nami Ocha, the Koshkinu, the Yeshto Cheshik Tveg, Shaholach Bederach. We're talking about someone who's called Bederach, where it's a different story of Yotzel Bederach is Mutter, even called the subpost that be a Mamish, based more in the Sefti Yavamis. We'll come to that as we go. So the Taz is a bit more of a Machmer, but the Iker Adin is everything is Mutter. Mutter. I'm scared about these machmirim. It depends on who the wife is. Rabbi Moshe gave me a rule. I told you not to be machmir taras mishpacha because you want to be machmir when Shabbos and Kashrus comes out of your heart. You machmir in Hilchos taras mishpacha comes out of your wife's heart. You look at the Ramban and Chumash on the pasuk of She'era Kesusa Vonosel Yigra. He says it's Mizonos is the Rabbanon to be Paskin. So what's share? Not like Rashi means Mizonos. Share is what he calls Kiruv Basa without Tashmish. Onus Tashmish. Share is a Stam closeness. Kiruv Basa, as he calls it. The physical connection between husband and wife without tashmish. That's also a chiyuv. So you tell me, when mak matov lebracha, as I always say, every chumah leads to a kula. The person will be make will not fulfill his obligation when it exists. Of course, depends on the woman. Of she'era lo yigra. Having said this, I've always paskined, and I found it for the first time in print. First time I found my life in print. The whole discussion, if you look in the Hilchos Avelos there, in Shin Mem Beis and Shin Pei Gimel, they talk about Yishene Bebemita, because it's based on the Sugya Masechta Ksubas. So there's a whole discussion, even who bebigda over he bebigda, mutter asur, as the case may be. And the clear impression is conveyed, the who bebigda over he bebigda is more kal than Chibuk Venisha. You look in Hilchos Avelos, you'll see in all those places that are being referred to. But I always said, and I thought I was just the only person in the world to say it, that even though I'm makil, that in Shas Vesta, that kreivus a mutter, let's say this vest is at night, that kreivus a mutter, in my humble opinion, it's prohibited to sleep in the same bed. And a very practical reason. Right now, it's midnight, everything's fine and dandy. But, you know, they sleep till 7 o'clock in the morning, at six, somewhere between midnight and 7, the period can come, as opposed to without Gimel, she wakes up, she won't wake up, they don't wake up nowadays. They can end up being nichshel, they're in the same bed and she's a nida. I thought I was the only person in the world to say such a thing. This chumrah. I found I'm starting to look in the Mishmeres HaTara, we take him out of retirement, and we haven't looked at it for a while. He quotes exactly what I said, word for word, from a sefer called Suga Bashoshani. Is that the one from the bells? Is that that one? Is this book on Achok or
something? There's two. There's one on Achok, there's one on Mastav. It's in the back of the Tarsh
Moshe. I'm not sure which one this is. Which one is this?
The Ben Ishchai.
He quotes from the Ben Ishchai. Oh, I'm sorry. He quotes from the Ben Ishchai. Sorry for that. I don't have any Eida issues over here. Right. He quotes from the Ben Ishchai. Correct. Baruch Shekivai to the Ben Ishchai. So I still stick with that psalm. Once we're out of time, Bishop, tomorrow we'll discuss some of these Inyan. See out of the Shmai. Okay. I have to go to a simcha, so I can't even stay. There's no minyan, you know, it's the daven of the Kol 130. Thank you for reminding me, Ivan. Ben Ishchai, right? Which Sukkah Shoshana is it?
I don't know.
Is it the, find out which one it is. It's